proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Greetings, friends. This is John Lawrence, and I'm the Director of Ministries here at the International Board of Jewish Missions. I'd like to share with you today about our Holocaust Education Day, which is coming up in March, March 19th to be exact. It's from 9 a.m. in the morning until 4 p.m., and it will be held here at our Gartenhaus Training Center in Hickson, Tennessee. You know, the Holocaust was perhaps the greatest tragedy of recent times in the 20th century, and we have the Holocaust Education Day, especially because the Holocaust is fading from view these days as there are very few survivors left anymore, and we want to keep the memory of the Holocaust alive such that it will never happen again. That's our desire. So the program we put together is we talk first about who is the Jew, who are the Jewish people that Adolf Hitler tried to destroy, and then we add some history of Jewish persecution. Jewish people have been persecuted throughout history, and many of those other kinds of persecutions led up to the events of the Holocaust. And we talk about America's role, Europe's role in the Holocaust, and then a Christian response to the Holocaust. How do we as Christians respond to the Holocaust, and particularly how do we respond to Jewish people who've been affected by the Holocaust? It's often one of their primary objections to the gospel, to Christians in general. There's a resistance that comes from the Holocaust. If God is God, why did he allow that to happen? That's often their point of view. We have two particularly good videos during this program. One is called Dear Kitty, and it's the story of Anne Frank. It's particularly focused on children, this particular video, and it's a very good one. We also have another one we're using in this Holocaust Education Day called Survivors' Stories. That's a DVD that discusses Holocaust survivors, six of them to be exact, has them share their testimony of their particular experience with the Holocaust. All of them were in concentration camps, a couple were in death camps, and they survived. And not only did they survive, but they became believers in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And during the film, they share their testimonies of how they were led to Christ. All of them have different stories, and it will help you to be able to witness to Jewish people as you hear them discuss how people witnessed to them. So this program is an all-day program. Lunch is included for the price if you are interested. We would encourage you to call our offices here, speak with Donna Magnuson. Our number here is area code 423-876-8150. That's 423-876-8150. And we would love to see you there. Join us for this special event, this special day, when we will discuss the events and the impact of the Holocaust on Jewish people. One more thing that we include with the Holocaust Education Day is a tour of our Everlasting Nation Museum, which has a very excellent Holocaust memorial, Holocaust exhibit, and we take you up there, and we have a tour guide who will share a lot of the artifacts that we have in our museum exhibit. So plan to join us. Again, that number is area code 423-876-8150. Talk to Donna and ask for a registration form for this special day. Thank you, and God bless you today.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.